Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I don't know about you, but I spent a good portion of yesterday stuck in front of the TV watching all of the news information about what's going on in this country. And just in case you fell off a rock yesterday or crawled out from underneath one, yesterday was kind of a big day in America. We had our national election. And of course, this was that time period where we elect a president. And because my wife is kind of a political junkie, I wasn't allowed to change the channel. And even if I could change the channel, there was really nothing else to watch. Okay, I guess I could have gone to some of those, you know, stations that are out there that don't do anything with the news. But the reality of it was this for me. I was watching what all the pundits had to say about what was going on, primarily in the presidential election. And of course, we went to bed last night without any clear winner. And we woke up this morning, and again, there was no clear winner. Now, what does all this have to do with real estate investing? Well, actually, it's got a bunch to do with real estate investing, because while I was sitting in front of the TV, kind of being bored, you know, waiting for something to actually happen, it was almost like watching paint dry for me. I had my phone in my hand, and because I do a lot of searching on the internet for a wide variety of topics, but the bulk of those topics tend to be focused on real estate investing or other types of investing or Social Security or retirement or, you know, things that you have an interest in. Well, I spend a lot of my time doing a lot of research. And because I do that, the website that I use to search, I won't tell you who it is, you probably can guess, but when I go to that page, especially on my phone, one of the things that it does, because of all that artificial intelligence out there, you know, they're trying to figure out who I am, what interests me, so they can give me suggestions about articles and things like that that might be of interest to me. You know, they're trying to figure me out so that they can sell me, well, basically put information in front of me. And then when I click on it, they make some money off of it. And I'm not saying that, you know, that's bad. I'm all for capitalism. But one of the things that popped up on my feed, on my search engine, was an article that was written by MarketWatch. And I guess I'm going to go into kind of a negative place today, and I'm just going to forewarn you that I'm going a little bit negative here, and it's not that I'm mad at anybody or anything, and or, you know, the election is as a result. What I'm concerned about is that the article, the way it was presented to me, was in the form of a question. In other words, MarketWatch basically put up a little ad there, you know, that wanted me to click on it. Of course, I clicked on it. And the way this thing started out was, well, I'll just read it to you. It says, I'm a 40-year-old teacher who doesn't want to wait 15 years to retire. Can I live off the rental income with my three properties or from my three properties? And I thought, this could be a pretty interesting article because, you know, in my mind, I know that real estate investing is definitely a viable way for you to change the path that you're on, to get yourself out of the rat race and into a different zone in your life that allows you to regain control of your life. And when you regain control of your life, you're back in control of that life, and you do things based on what is important to you, not the other way around. So I thought, well, you know, maybe there was some good advice that might have come from this article. So let's check it out. So I kind of dug into this thing, and let me just read to you the full question that was asked by this individual to MarketWatch. It says, "Good morning. I'm a 40-year-old teacher who has invested wisely over the last few years." Now, the question asker doesn't indicate what that means, and you know, we can all assume certain things, but let me stop interrupting the question and let me get the whole thing out for you. "I have purchased 3 2-unit homes that bring in about $2,500 a month in profit." And I thought, man, she's doing good there. That's about $400 per door in passive income. This has turned out to be good. She goes on to say, well, I'm assuming she, because I don't know if it's a she, but the person that responded called her a she, so I'm assuming they know something more than we do. She says, "I contribute $700 a month to my retirement." So I'm assuming she's feeding, I don't know, maybe a 401k or some type of retirement plan. I don't know what's out there. They don't elaborate on that. "And I have about $40,000 in there." So, okay, let's just say it's an IRA. What the heck? "I am eligible to retire when I hit 55. So I have 15 more years to go, as I'm already 17 years into my profession." So that indicates to me that, you know, this person probably went to college, got out of college, did what they needed to do to get certified as a teacher, and then went right to work teaching and has been teaching ever since. "My question is, can I retire before that and be able to live off of my rental income? I will try to pay one off," meaning one of those duplexes, "in the next 5 years and hopefully boost my income to $4,000 a month from the rental income. Thank you, desperate teacher." And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the answer that was given to this teacher, and I'm going to blow holes in it. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
"When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period."
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I was just kind of rambling on a little bit in the first segment about, you know, what's going on with the election. And, you know, we still don't have any results as far as I'm aware of. But one of the things that occurred while I was watching the television with my wife, trying to figure out who might be the next president of the United States, was I found an article that popped up in my news feed, and it was from MarketWatch. And I'm not trying to pick on MarketWatch, but this particular article started off with a question, and the question had to do with somebody who's 40 years old, who's teaching, that has bought some residential income producing real estate that's generating a monthly income. And the question asker goes on to say that they're putting about $700 a month away into their retirement. They don't describe what that is, but they have about $40,000 in that fund, whatever that fund is. They also go on to say that they can retire when they hit the age of 55. So they've got 15 more years of work to go if they expect to, quote unquote, retire. And again, we don't know if that's a retirement pension. We don't know if that's the eligibility for retirement. There's just not enough information there for us to go on. But the question asker did say that they've been teaching for the past 17 years. So I pretty much assume that, you know, this person went to college, did everything they were supposed to do to earn their teaching certifications, and then went on to start teaching right out of college. I mean, the math kind of makes sense to me. And then the question answer, who is labeled as desperate teacher, says, can I retire before hitting the age of 55 and be able to live off my rental income? And this person goes on to say, I'll try and pay off one, meaning one of the three properties that they own, in the next 5 years and hopefully boost my income to $4,000 a month from the rental income. So the author of the article responded. Now, what I would like to do is I would like to frame this in the context of the fact that I did a little research on who the author of the article is, and it's a lady by the name of Alessandra Melito, and she appears to be pretty young. I found her on, I had to do some digging, to be honest with you, to get any data on her, and she's been basically working for MarketWatch for the last 4+ years, primarily as a retirement reporter for about the last almost 2 years. And then before that, she wrote on personal finance and things like that. Now, in her photo, she has a ball cap on, and the ball cap says Dow 20,000 with the little green arrow pointing up in between Dow and 20,000. So yeah, it kind of indicates to me that this is somebody who's, you know, maybe a little bit biased towards investing in the stock market. Now, I did just a tad more digging, and here's what I found. I found that she's the retirement reporter for MarketWatch, which is an online financial news site under Dow Jones. She says, I earned my master's degree from CUNY, Graduate School of Journalism, with a concentration in business and online journalism. I have been writing for professional news outlets since I was 15. I'm currently studying for the, get this, Certified Financial Planning designation. And then she lists some skills which really don't have anything to do with, you know, investing. They have to do with being able to use certain photographic equipment and Photoshop and things like that, things you would use in journalism. So my takeaway here, and after digging a little bit more into her background, I don't see anything that really qualifies her to give advice on retirement, nor do I see anything here that really talks about an ability to discuss how real estate can assist you with achieving the retirement that you're trying to achieve. And the reason I point all this out, it's not to discredit her. I'm please don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to do that. I just think it's very important that if you're reading stuff like this, you really need to qualify the information, because there's a lot of just bad information out there, especially on the internet. You know, the internet is like the wild, wild west. People can say anything they want and publish it just about anywhere they want. And 99 times out of 100, it probably goes unchecked. And what that has a tendency to do is that, you know, you may happen to read something and you may take it as the God's honest truth, when in reality, maybe it really isn't. So what I'm going to do for the rest of the show, besides trying to be nice, is I'm going to get into Alessandra's response, and I'm not going to be very ginger with my reactions to her response, and you'll hear why. So she responds like this. She says, dear desperate teacher, I'm sure those units feel great. Or actually, she didn't say it that way. She said, I'm sure those units feel like a great relief, as they are. And I thought, okay, Maybe she's got something going on here. But then she stops right there and she says, but be cautious about how you include them in your retirement plans, especially if you plan on retiring early. And I thought to myself, what kind of nonsense is that? I mean, okay, I got to step back and cool my jets a little bit, because to be honest with you, I have had throughout 2020 many, many real estate investors on this radio show that time after time have discussed how investing in real estate has been the catalyst that has changed them, or the path that they're on, from doing everything the way society told them to do it. In other words, go to school, get good grades, get a job, work like a dog for 35 to 45 years, hopefully building up some amount of money in a retirement fund, and then living off of that fund, slowly depleting it down and praying you don't die before you run out of money. And then I read this garbage. Yeah. She goes on to say this. You're right. You seem to have invested wisely, but there are always ways to maximize the benefits of such investments. Really? And to be honest with you, she doesn't really elaborate on that. So my first thought is, you know, she's discussing the $700 that this person is putting aside every month and is negating the fact that this person has bought income producing assets, and those assets are paying a decent amount of money every month. And when you break down what this particular person is potentially earning, and you compare that to the fact that they have three properties producing almost as much money in passive income, I think they're doing something right. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to dig into this even further. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I'm discussing an article that popped up on my phone while I was watching election returns yesterday, and it just kind of made my blood boil, because it's the kind of bad information that floats around out there in cyberspace. And I'm just going to be upfront and tell you that you need to be cautious of the information that you look at and you rely on online, even if it comes from a source that appears to be very reputable. Make sure you qualify the information before you act on it. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the smart way to approach this. Now, the article is essentially a question that was asked by an anonymous person who describes himself as a desperate teacher, and they're talking about how they want to retire long before the age of 55. They're currently 40 years of age. They've been teaching in the teaching industry for 17 years. We really don't know much information about who wrote the question, even if the person that wrote the question is even a real person. But it would be nice to know more information about the question asker. In other words, you know, we don't know any specific information regarding what wages they earn, what their returns on investments made are concerning the money they're putting away into, well, we don't know what kind of retirement account. We also don't know any information about the properties, other than the fact we can deduce from the question that this individual owns three duplexes. So what I did, excuse me, what I did was I made some assumptions. Okay. So I said, okay, well, she's says she's putting away, and we don't even know if it's a she. The author says she's a she, so I'm just going there. So we're assuming this person, based on what they state in the question, is putting $700 a month away and has about $40,000 saved. So my assessment is, okay, they've probably been doing that maybe for the last 4 to 5 years. So they've got into this habit where they're setting aside $700 a month. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that's what they're doing. Again, we don't know anything about their wages, which is kind of important because, you know, the premise of the question is, I want to be able to retire. And it's important to know what kind of lifestyle they're living right now, because we don't even know if the income they're receiving as a teacher is income that will need to be replaced, either completely replaced or partially replaced or whatever. So I made another assumption. I know the definition of assumption. You make a you know what out of you and me. But I said, let's just say this person is a teacher in Texas. So what is the average wage for a teacher in Texas? I looked that up, and it came out to be $55,155 per year. Okay. And I chose Texas for two reasons. One, it makes the analysis of the taxes owed a little bit easier because Texas doesn't have a state income tax. And the other thing is, well, I live in Texas, so it was just kind of, well, and I know teachers in Texas, so I just kind of went there. But when I calculated, and again, I know nothing about this individual's personal finances or anything like that, but I just assumed that if this person was making about $54,000 a year, and they we don't know if they're married or single. We know nothing about that. So I'm assuming they're single. And they filed with a standard deduction because I don't know if they own a home. I don't know if they have any write-offs that would get them a better Schedule A deduction than the standard deduction. So I just went with, okay, standard deduction is $12,400. Bam, take that right off the top. That leaves $41,755 in taxable income, meaning that this person would be liable for about $5,049 in taxes owed. Plus, they're going to have to pay half of Social Security and Medicare because it's earned income. And that works out to be about $41,43. And that's based on their full salary, not their adjusted gross income. So their total tax liability per year works out to be $91,92. So after tax, it's about $44,963. So what I did is I just said, let's round that up to $45,000. So in my mind, I'm assuming they're trying to replace that income too. So they need about $3,750 a month to replace that teacher's salary. Now that's not going to happen overnight with real estate, but it can happen in a fairly reasonable amount of time. My first thought was, okay, she needs to replace that amount of money and she'll need, you know, just off the top of my head, maybe about 10 houses producing $400 a month in passive income to do so. But then I thought, well, if she's putting $700 aside into some kind of retirement savings plan, then what if she just stopped contributing to that retirement savings plan, in which case maybe she didn't need to replace that amount of income. And what that does is that drops the number of houses down to 8, but because she has a pattern of buying duplexes, maybe she just needs 4 more duplexes. So do you see where my mind is going here? I'm trying to help this person solve their problem, but I don't know enough information to fully solve the problem. So I'm just making some general assumptions here. But let's keep unraveling this. The other thing that I found to be really good news based on the question is that she's making $30,000 a year in income from her rentals, $30,000 a year. Now, we can't calculate her depreciation write-off since we don't know anything about the properties, but whatever depreciation she's getting, it's going to offset her tax liability on this income. And that's important too. So let's get back into the answer that was provided. And the answer goes like this. Having these rental properties is yet another way to bring in retirement income. Yeah, no kidding, really. And diversifying your retirement income is a seamless step in providing yourself a stress-free retirement. What? Did you use the diversify word? Yes, she used the diversified word. And yeah. Deep. Well, what did Warren Buffett say? Diversification is really de-worsification. It is a hedge against ignorance, but I digress. The answer goes on to say this, but as in all situations, it's important to think through every aspect. A few examples, how this income is taxed, if your Social Security benefits will be affected, how you'll get health insurance, and what sort of housing environment you're entering when you retire. Okay, those are reasonable things to take into consideration when you're trying to figure out what your life is going to be like in, say, 25 years from now. I get that. But yeah, some of this stuff is not accurate in Al's opinion. It goes on to say this, if you manage your real estate as passive income, which it is, then you aren't contributing to Social Security. Okay, so what? Which will affect you down the road when it's time to claim benefits. Oh, really? Well, yeah, that's true, because your passive income is not calculated into, it's not considered earnings by the IRS, so therefore it doesn't, you're not paying any Social Security taxes or Medicare taxes on that income, which could have an effect on the amount of money that you draw down the line. But if you're relying on Social Security down the line, you might have bigger problems waiting for you at the end of the line. She goes on to say this, Social Security's formula incorporates numerous variables, a major component of which is how many years you've worked or paid into the system through taxes. Technically, a wrong move could have you unknowingly reducing your Social Security payments or paying too much in taxes. And then she has a quote from a financial planner that really doesn't add anything to the scenario. So we come back from the break. I took a look at what Social Security does with regards to this, and you want to hear the answer. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Boy, I'll tell you what, time is flying on me today. I've got so much more content to get to, and I'm just running out of time, and I apologize for that. But when we went to the break, the article that I'm looking at was all of a sudden made a left turn. It started talking about Social Security benefits, like those are the end all be all to, you know, what your retirement livelihood should be when you get to old age. So, you know what I did, I just went to the Social Security Administration and got the facts that I was looking for. And in their June 2020 beneficiary data summary, the Social Security Administration stated the following. They said, as of that month, there were 45.8 million retirees drawing Social Security benefits, and those benefits were being paid out during that month at $69.4 billion dollars worth of benefits. That works out to be about $1,514 in average monthly benefit per person. Now, I realize there are people that draw more benefit. I also realize there are people that draw less benefit. But as I continue down their fact sheet, some other things struck me right between the eyes. The next fact was one of those things. It says Social Security is the major source of income for most of the elderly. Let me say that again. Social Security is the major source of income for most of the elderly, which translates to me that whatever you're doing for retirement isn't working, because people that are currently retired now and drawing Social Security, they're getting the bulk of their money from Social Security. It goes on to say this: nearly 9 out of 10 individuals age 65 or older receive Social Security benefits. Some people don't. Some people never paid into the system, and therefore they don't receive anything in return. That's not a bad thing. Social Security benefits represent about 33% of the income of the elderly. And then it goes on to state some additional facts, that such as among elderly Social Security beneficiaries, 50% of married couples and 70% of unmarried persons receive 50% or more of their income from Social Security. And in the same breath, it also says among elderly Social Security beneficiaries, 21% of married couples and about 45% of unmarried persons rely on Social Security for, get this, 90% or more of their income. Yeah, the retirement system out there, it's just plain broken. Now, one of the things that was stated in this article that, you know, I just had a real difficult time with was it was talking about, or it was alluding to the fact that, you know, if you're not working, you're not paying into Social Security. And in my opinion, so what? So what? And then another thing that was stated in there, and I can't recall exactly where I saw it, but it caused me to question the concept of, can I get Social Security, me, later in life when I'm eligible for it, even if I'm relying on rental income? And, you know, I found some great responses to that answer, and I'll just go with AARP's response. And they said this. The question was, can rental income reduce Social Security benefits? And their answer was very succinct. It said no. Social Security only counts income from employment towards the retirement earnings test, meaning if you continue to work while you're drawing Social Security, that could have an impact on your Social Security benefits. Other kinds of income, including income from rental properties, and then it talks about lawsuit payments, inheritance, pensions, oh, I've got one of those, investment dividends, IRA distributions, and interest, would not cause benefits to be reduced. So, and I won't get into some of the other things that they talk about in there. So my concern becomes one of wanting to put my arm around this teacher and just basically say, you know what, there is a better way, and you've already discovered it. You're already investing in real estate. Now, again, I don't know who this person is. I don't know where their real estate holdings are. All I know is that they're making about $2,500 in passive income, which obviously is contributing to their lifestyle somehow. You know, my thought is, instead of taking that $700 a month and throwing it into a quote unquote retirement fund, because I mean, let's do the math on that. This person is putting $700 a month away. That works out to be about $8,400 a year. And if they did that for 17 years, they would have, well, about $142,800. You add that to the, say, the $40,000 that they've already saved. Let me get that plus key going there. And that gets them up to about $182,800. Now, let's assume that, you know, they're investing in the stock market, and the stock market continues to go up, you know, 7-8% per year, whatever it is. And let's pick a number out of the air. Let's just say that they have amassed $250,000 in money in those retirement plans. Now, this person indicates that they can retire when they hit the age of 55 from their teaching career. Let's also assume that, well, they stated that they want to retire sooner and start living off of the money generated by real estate income. And I realize I'm over here in right field and you guys are in left field. So let me get it closer to center. So my thought process is this. If this person has $250,000 saved up, and let's just assume that they make it to retirement, whatever that is, and let's assume that there's some kind of teacher's pension out there, they get some amount of money, and let's just assume that that sum of money is pays, you know, a portion of what they were receiving from working. Maybe they need to set some additional money aside. I don't know. Like I said, there's not enough information here, but I would venture to say that if this person lived, let's say, I don't know, female, right? Maybe they lived to the age of 85 and they retired at 55. They would have about 30 years to go, meaning they would be drawing down that retirement account at a tune of about $700 a month. And they would deplete that. Now, if they needed more money, that money would deplete faster. And my thought process is this. If you're already setting $8,400 aside every month for whatever investment you're doing, what if you just put that money into a savings account? Now, I realize it doesn't make really any interest at all. I mean, there you could find one that maybe pays 1-2% interest. I don't know. It's not crazy money. It really isn't. But after 2 years, you would have about $16,800. And I would submit to you that you could easily pick up another rental property. You really could, especially if you did it the way we teach you how to do it at Lifestyles Unlimited. And the other thing is this. We don't know what kind of equity this person has in these rental properties. I mean, they made a statement that they want to pay one of them off in the next 5 years, which tells me that they're paying into equity, which is dead equity in the asset, because the way they look at it is if I pay the mortgage off, then I don't have a principal and interest payment anymore. And that's true. You don't. So your cash flow is going to go up. That's true. It will. But the drawback is this. You only have that one asset. Well, in her case, she's got three assets, but she's only going to pay one of them off. What if you took that money that you were going to inject into paying down a mortgage, which by the way, doesn't pay you any money when you do that, paying down that mortgage and take that money and instead add it to that $700 a month that you're putting away in that retirement account, I would venture to say you could get to your next property a lot faster. And if you are incorrectly leveraged on your real estate holdings, meaning you've got a lot of trapped equity or debt equity in those properties, you could tap into that money tax-free. You could pull that money out tax-free. You could redeploy that capital into other assets that have the ability to pay you five different ways. And for those of you that are just joining the show, you know, those five different ways are pretty simplistic. I mean, there's the cash flow that you receive every month in the form of passive income. There's the fact that the property will appreciate over time. Statistically, properties tend to double in value about every 20 years, faster in some places, slower in other places. There's the ability for equity capture, which means when you buy the property correctly, you're able to capture equity in that property. It's an unrealized capital gains, which you could tap into later in the form of a refinance or in the form of a sale. There's the pay down of the principal that occurs every month when you make that mortgage payment. And of course, the tax benefits that she's already receiving. So my thought is this. What this person needs to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Figure out how to invest correctly and change their life.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.